Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
It's Holy Wednesday.
It is Holy Wednesday.
Yeah.
Monday, Thursday, tomorrow.
Yep. We're going to get into the thick of it.
Do you have any special services today at your church?
We actually have a noon spoken service Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Excellent.
At Village. Yeah. Yeah. And people can call into those too.
Wow.
If they want to hear. It's the other three gospel readings. And it's just a short little spoken service, but meditative time mm-hmm. during the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our chapel services here at 10 have been very reflective this week, too.
I like them.
Yeah.
I mean, chapel's always good, but...
This is true. Yeah. And you can listen live at 10 a.m.
You can.
Here on KFUO.
Plug.
Is this a subtle hint?
A little subtle. We talked about piety earlier
mm-hmm.
and pietism, which was very interesting. And now we're going to switch gears completely.
And we're not talking about pie at all.
No. Maybe pie that your wife makes, though.
She does make some pretty good food and pies. Her best pie is pizza.
Oh.
Yes.
I will count that.
Yes. It's been a blessing in our marriage and family. Did you like that segue?
Oh, there you go. So we're talking about marriage and family and why we should care about marriage and family, especially as Christians in our culture. And we have Pastor Greg Truey on the line with us. He's pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Cole Camp, Missouri, joining us to talk about an upcoming conference to talk about marriage and family. Welcome, Pastor.
Thanks for having me.
So we have this topic of marriage, and sometimes it feels like we kind of like beat a dead horse with it because it's always in our culture. It's always on the news talking about marriage issues and all of these legislation things. But why is it so important for us as Christians and Lutheran Christians to pay attention and care about marriage and family?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think, first of all, before we even begin thinking about the culture, the reality is that we all live in a family. So whether you're a father, a mother, a son, daughter, husband, wife, or even as a worker, the life we live is lived in a vocation within a family. And it just so happens to be the case that this is how God designed our lives to be. And we're having this marriage and family conference. It's not just the marriage conference, but the marriage and family conference, because everyone lives in a family. So the conference is for everyone. But even more than that, St. Paul teaches us in Ephesians 5 that marriage actually gives us an image of Christ and his love for the church. So that as we learn and grow in our understanding and appreciation of God's gift of marriage, as we live as husbands and wives, as parents and children, and sin against one another, lose our tempers, talk back, and learn to confess our sins to one another, and then have the pleasure of forgiving one another, and then get to do it all again the next day. Through that life, we're learning more and more about the love God has for us in Christ Jesus. So I think even before we begin to talk about how we're going to be confessing and bearing witness in the culture, the first goal is to help encourage and edify our people for the lives that they're living every day right there in the context of their own homes. And then, we do want to be able to speak with informed opinions, positions, and with confidence to the culture in which we live. We care about the culture. We love our neighbor. And, I think probably we've all had opportunities, whether it's around the family dinner table at Thanksgiving or in a social media feed, whether that's on Twitter or Facebook or something else, where, someone we care about is saying something or engaged in a conversation that we would love to be able to enter into, but we don't know how to. Or we don't know exactly what to speak, and so we want to help people with that as well.
So, how will your upcoming conference, Marriage and Family Conference, equip us to speak confidently on the subject of marriage and family in conversations with friends, neighbors, even other family.
Yeah, sure. Well, the first thing we want to do is gather together to encourage one another and to become better informed. So we'll have every participant will have an opportunity to be a part of two plenary presentations, which are kind of like large group presentations. So they'll get that. They'll get to go to three different breakout sessions, and there's 12 different topics being offered. And then there'll be three brief services with three sermons. And then the encouragement of connecting with other Christians who care about these things too, you know, maybe other parents or widows who are in a similar station in life, to gather encouragement. So I guess I would say we want to inform people and give them, you know, whether it's through Bible studies or becoming more aware of the issues of the day, even the blessings that are available to us through adoption, so inform people, but then equip them with good information and encourage them then to be able to speak. And we know coming to a conference in one weekend, we can only do so much. So we actually are planning to have this conference every year so that families could kind of plan, you know, set their calendar and plan to be at our conference every year. So over a, you know, 5 or 10 year period, we hope to be able to really do something in our community that would be significant and encouraging that.
You mentioned 12 topics. That's intriguing. What are some of the topics and some of the speakers that you'll have covering those topics?
Thank you. So the breakout sessions are primarily being taught by area pastors in our Sedalia circuit. We've got a wonderful group of faithful men who are willing to serve and all care a great deal about their families and their congregations. And so we have, of those 12 topics, I won't mention them all, but we have a pastor talking about God's mercy in divorce, for example, which has affected all of our families in one way or another. Mm-hmm. We have a pastor who is specifically going to try to serve our aged, because we're saying this conference is for everyone. And so, you know, we have a lot of aged people, widows, widowers, folks who have seen their siblings, you know, go to be with Christ ahead of them and now are kind of wondering, where is my family now? So we have a breakout session specifically for them. We have a breakout session kind of studying Ephesians 5 and this idea of husbands and wives submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. One on parenting with goals in mind. One on giving and speaking forgiveness in the context of our families. So then we have a representative from Lutheran Family and Children's Services who will be talking about adoption. And then another one from Lutheran Heritage Foundation who will be here to talk about how the small catechism is being received by families and allowing God's gifts to be creating faith and encouraging faith in families and young children all throughout the world. So kind of a range of topics for the breakout sessions.
You had mentioned, I believe I read that this is a conference that is can accommodate the family. It's kid friendly. How do we make arrangements to attend this conference coming up in Friday, April 20th and Saturday, April 21st?
Yeah. The easiest way to register is to simply send an email to Pastor Tyler Poppin. And you don't even have to know how to spell his name. He'll be happy to get your email. Just send an email to colecamplutheran@gmail.com and include the names of everyone who's attending, what children you have and their ages, maybe your home congregation, and then whether or not you're going to be able to join us for the Friday night Gemütlichkeit, which is kind of an event we're looking forward to also.
It's a very Lutheran event.
It is. And Cold Camp is a kind of a small, wonderful German community with a high class German restaurant. So as good as you'll find in a major metropolitan area. So they're catering our Friday night Gemütlichkeit, and we're real excited for that.
This is coming up April 20th and 21st in Cold Camp, Missouri. For those who are unfamiliar with their Missouri geography, this is in the beautiful Ozarks, right? This is Lake of the Ozarks area, is that right?
Yeah, about an hour northwest of Lake of the Ozarks. So we're like 3 hours west of St. Louis, just south of, about a half hour south of Sedalia.
Very good. Pastor Troy, thanks so much for being our guest. Thanks for sharing about this great conference. And we'll share links with the archive of today's program as well. Thanks for joining us on the Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it has been a blessed Holy Week so far. Two more days this Holy Week.
Yeah.
And then
lots of church services.
Lots
excited.
Of services this weekend. Thanks thanks for a good chat this morning.
Of course.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.